That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. Next time you're marketing, be sure to look for Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. It's one of Campbell's newer soups, and the only way to find out how really delicious it tastes is to sit down to a steaming bowlful. In only a short time, Campbell's Beef Noodle has made friends everywhere, for it's a soup that says beef straight through. The broth is slowly simmered from plenty of lean beef till it brims with hearty beef taste. It's thick with golden egg noodles, too, and generous pieces of beef. Mmm, good. Better look for it at your grocer's tomorrow. Remember now, that's Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. Last week, in order to avoid paying the high prices for meat, Jack purchased a chicken and decided to go into the poultry business. And here, discussing his new project, we find Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, I think you should give up this whole chicken-raising idea.
Treacher, I've told you that I'm going to go through with it.
But look at the facts, sir. You purchased the chicken. It scratched up the next-door neighbor's garden. That cost you $30. It's eaten 6 pounds of feed at $1 a pound.
Yes, I know all that.
And not only that, sir, so far the chicken hasn't even laid one egg.
Yeah, well, Treacher, this chicken turned out to be a rooster. He can't lay an egg.
Well, if he had any gratitude at all, he'd force himself.
When I bought the chicken, I didn't know it was a rooster.
But you should have known it wasn't a hen by its chirp.
Well, I did listen to its chirp. Can I help it if this rooster's voice was changing? Anybody could make a mistake like that.
Oh, hello, Treacher. Hey, Uncle Jack, on my way home from school, Mr. Wilkins in back of us stopped me. You know, he's sore about the noise the rooster makes in the morning.
Oh, my gosh, all roosters crow.
Yeah, but this one does it twice. First at 6 o'clock and again at 11:30.
Well, yes, you see, that's natural in California. He crows once when the sun is supposed to come out and once again when the fog clears away.
There's one part of this I don't understand, sir. You went into this thing to beat the fantastic meat prices. Seems to me unless some eggs are hatched or something.
Well, don't worry about it. I've got it all figured out. You see, I intend to get a hen to go with a rooster. You know, sort of a fiancé. You've already got those hatching eggs I bought, and the hen will sit on them.
Hey, the man at the store told me you have to keep those eggs warm.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Treacher.
I hardly think I'm built for that sort of thing, sir.
Treacher, I didn't mean that you were to hatch the eggs.
Well, sir, I've done everything else around here. I may as well become a mother, too.
You know, I don't see how you can come out ahead on this thing, Uncle Jack. That rooster's already cost you $38.
Well, I know that, but it will all be absorbed by the profits. If I do say so myself, there's one thing I'm familiar with, and that's farming. But back in Wisconsin, we raised poultry. In fact, we had lots of chickens. 1,400 of them.
1,400?
Mm-hmm. 700 hens and 700 roosters.
700 roosters?
Yes. To each his own.
Well, when are you going to buy this other chicken?
Oh, maybe sometime today. Why?
Well, I was looking at the rooster this morning, and he sure looks lonesome.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. So a while ago, I put a mirror out in the backyard.
A mirror?
Yeah. You see, a rooster is very vain. And as soon as he saw himself, he started to strut. He's been admiring himself in that mirror for 2 whole hours.
Oh, that's not so long, sir. The day you got your test at Warner Brothers, I remember that
you... It's not the same thing at all. I didn't look in the mirror because I'm conceited. It's just that, well, when nature has fashioned such a complete and perfect bit of handiwork, it's only fair occasionally to admire it.
May I say one thing, sir?
Right.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Uncle Jack, what are you going to do about a name for that bird? You can't go on calling it Minerva when it's not that kind of a chicken.
Yes, I know. I've thought that about that already, and I've decided to call him Dennis. After my friend, Dennis Morgan. I thought that's kind of cute. Now, I wonder what kind of a chicken he would like for a companion. If he's anything like Morgan, he'll be very choosy about his girl.
Too bad you didn't name him Carson, sir. Then he'd take any old cluck.
Preacher, frequently I think you overstep the bounds of propriety between a man and his valet. Sometimes you make me feel like an idiot.
I'm sorry, sir. I do the best I can.
I accept your apology.
Mr. Carson, before you get another chicken to tear up the neighbor's yard, I suggest you build an enclosure for the one we have now.
Yeah, maybe you're right at that.
Sure, all you have to do is put four stakes in the ground and tie some wire and stuff.
No. There would be nothing as flimsy as that for Dennis. He's a high-class bird, and I'm going to build him the most substantial coop that a gentleman rooster ever had.
Uncle Jack, you're not going to build it yourself, are you?
Yeah, surely. I'm going to sit down right now and figure out the materials I'll need. There you are, Tugwell. I've got the plans for the chicken coop all finished. If you'll notice, I'm building it a little longer than it is wide.
What for?
I think I'll put in a conveyor belt. That'll speed things up.
Conveyor belt?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the chickens are going to lay their eggs on that?
Well, I had that in mind at first, but later on I got a better idea. I'm going to train the chickens to get on the belt whenever they feel an egg coming on. That way the hens will move along, and when they get to the crates, all they have to do is sort of lean out and bombs away. I haven't worked the whole thing out yet, but I'm sure it can be done. Now, here's the list of materials I'll need, and I looked up the number of a building supply house. I'll go in the front room right now and call it. I wish this phone booth didn't look so out of place in the front room. Still, it's much better than walking down to the Texaco station. Texaco man is peeved at me anyway. He got sore because I suggested putting Jergens lotion in the washroom. I wonder what's keeping the operator.
Yes, Mr. Carson. Number, please.
Well, it's about time. What's the idea of keeping me waiting on the line so long?
I'm sorry for the delay, but when you make a call, it's a necessary precaution.
What do you mean?
Well, first I listen to see if the coin you dropped is a real nickel. Then I listen for that scraping noise. You know, when you reach up with a button hook to try to get it back. And when the button hook doesn't work, I wait another few seconds. And when I'm sure the nickel belongs to the phone company for our very own, then I say hello.
Very funny. Look, all I want from you is some quick service. I don't like to be kept waiting. Supposing I needed a doctor, or supposing Hetty Lamar was calling me.
If Hetty Lamar was calling you, she'd need the doctor.
My dear young woman, it may interest you to know that I spend lots of time talking to moving picture actresses.
Yeah? Are you selling many of those Christmas cards?
Operator, I don't know why I'm taking this time to convince you of this, but last night I called Ingrid Bergman and talked to her for 20 minutes.
It was 21 minutes. I was listening.
Oh, you were, eh? And you'll have to admit that Ingrid was very pleased to hear from me.
All right, but you didn't fool me talking like Charles Boyer.
I did not try to deceive Miss Bergman by imitating Boyer.
Oh, no? We had to send two men over to help you get your lower lip out of the mouthpiece. Now, will you admit it? Now, will you admit it, Mr. Carson?
Yes. Look, operator, just get me Hillside 9121.
Just one moment.
Hello? Acme Building Supply Company.
This is Jack Carson, 22 North Hollywood Lane. I'd like to order some building materials.
Okay, I'll take your order. What do you want?
Well, I want one bundle of shingles, 12 2x4s 8 feet long, 20 square feet of flooring, and a couple of 4-inch brass hinges.
Fine. Do you need anything else? How about some 10-penny nails?
He won't go for anything over nickel.
You stay out of this, operator. Yes, I think I could use a small sack of nails. How soon can I get it?
Oh, we'll send all the stuff over inside of an hour.
Thank you. I want to get started building right away. So you see, Miss Ryan, I'm going to build a chicken coop. And although I'm perfectly capable of constructing it myself, I thought you might have a book here that would give me some additional pointers.
Well, I might have something like that around here.
Swell. Oh, by the way, Miss Ryan, how do you feel today?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected. You know, I never really feel up to par.
Oh, that's too bad. Is it some new ailment?
Yes. I have these shooting pains, and they hurt me. Something awful.
That's not new. I was in here last week, and you had shooting pains then.
I know. But I gained a little weight since then, and now they've got so much more to shoot at.
Yes, well, about that book I want to borrow.
Even though I never feel very well, I try to be cheerful.
Yes. Well, about that...
I try to be just as happy as I can. This morning I looked out the window at the beautiful weather, and I said, it's great to be alive.
How can you tell? About that book that I want to borrow.
I don't know why it is, but it seems like I'm cold all the time.
Yes. Well, about that book
I'm just as cold as I can be. I shiver and shake from head to foot.
Yes. Well, about that book
Every morning when I wake up, I'm simply covered with goose pimples.
Goose pimples, yes. Well, about that book
My dressing gown is getting all lumpy. Of course, some of my friends think that a few lumps here and there wouldn't hurt my figure.
Miss Ryan, could I please just see that book I wanted?
What book?
I'd like a book on how to build a chicken coop.
Well, why didn't you say so?
What?
Now, if that isn't just like a man, they expect you to know what they want and they never say anything. Oh, here's one on this shelf. It's all about farm buildings. It rents out for 5 cents a day.
Well, that'll do. It must have a chapter on chicken coops.
Oh, excuse me, here's another customer. Oh, it's Mr. Sharbin.
Hi there, Jack. Hello, Miss Ryan. I brought back some of that music manuscript paper I bought. I didn't use it all.
Del, what are you doing with music manuscript paper?
Well, Jack, I went to the opera the other night, and I couldn't understand one word that was said. So I wrote some simplified words that anyone can understand.
Oh, I love opera. I studied singing when I was a girl.
Yeah. What kind of words did you write,
Del? I sang at the graduation exercises. And all the girls in my class elected me Miss Pitchpipe of 1912.
Yes, that's very interesting, Miss Knox.
Or was it Miss Windpipe?
I don't think it makes much difference.
It might have been Miss Bagpipe.
Miss Ryan, please.
Would you like to hear the song I sang?
Yes, yes, but some other time.
Say, Jack, if you like opera, you'll be crazy about these new words I wrote.
Sule, sule, opera, sule,
Miss Ryan, please, thank you.
Well, that's the song I sang in school.
Yes, yes,
Here,
I know.
Here, Jack, I'll show you how this opera goes. Here's a part for you.
Well, Del, I really should be getting home and build a chicken coop.
Oh, this will only take a minute. You sing this part right here.
Isn't there a part for me?
No, I'm sorry, Miss Ryan. It starts off like this.
Just a second, though. Is this all I get to sing, this tiny little part here?
But, Jack, it's a very important part of the song.
Well, okay, if you say so, but I think I should have more.
Oh, Campbell's make beef noodle soup.
Super soup.
Yes, Campbell's make beef noodle soup.
Super soup.
With lots and lots of tender beef and tempting good egg noodles make it such
super soup. Toscanini is going to hate me for that, you know.
Well, how do you like it so far, Jack? Don't you think I caught the real spirit of Campbell's beef noodle soup?
Oh, definitely, but Del, my part is so small. What the opera needs is a real outstanding voice.
Well, yes, Jack, but where can I find a voice like that?
Yes, and thank you, Lily Pond.
Now we come to the dramatic part. Here's where you take a solo, Jack.
A solo? Oh, good. Grocers have beef noodle soup.
La, 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 la.
Campbell's good beef noodle soup.
La, 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 la.
Campbell's put a lot of tender pieces of good lean beef and lots of tempting egg noodles in their good beef noodle soup. When you fill your spoon with that hearty beef broth and you taste how delicious it is, then you'll come back for more of that good beef noodle soup.
Yeah.
Del, when you wrote those words, you should have put a landing field in there someplace.
Well, now we'll all join in on the finale. So here goes.
Okay.
Go to your grocer's and stock up tomorrow. Be sure you get Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. We said beef noodle, Campbell's Beef Noodle, and you'll come back.
Miss Ryan, please.
And you'll come back for more.
Thanks, folks.
Oh, it was nothing, Dal.
So long, now.
Yeah, well, I gotta be going too, Miss Ryan. I want to be there when the man brings all that lumber and stuff.
A few moments now with Freddie Martin, the Martin Men, and the current favorite, Why Does It Get So Late So Early?
Somebody at the door.
Carson?
Yes?
I just unloaded those building materials you ordered in your backyard. Sign right here.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. This bill is for $87. I only ordered a few shingles, a couple of boards, and some nails. How come the bill is for $87?
We threw in some shavings.
Look, mister, lumber can't be this expensive.
It didn't used to be, but it is now. You heard of the CIO, ain't you?
CIO? You mean...
Yeah. The trees are organized.
Look, mister.
I put all the stuff in your backyard except the $12 worth of nails.
$12 worth of nails?
Yeah, here they are in this matchbox.
This is the most outrageous thing I ever heard of. And just look at these crummy nails you gave me. Aren't they supposed to be made out of steel?
Yeah, but you can't get steel no more. These nails are better than steel. They're made out of soybeans.
Soybean nails?
Sure, if you don't use them for building, you can use them for something else. Oh, they're delicious along about midnight with crackers and milk.
Look, $87 is too much money, and I refuse to pay it.
You'll pay it.
Oh, yeah? What makes you think so?
Look, if I have to drag this stuff back to the lumber yard, I'll punch you right in the nose.
Well, I wouldn't want you to make that long trip. $87 does seem like a lot of money, but wait here. I'll write you out a check. This chicken coop is coming along pretty good now, but now that I look at it, there's something wrong. Oh, I see what it is. I must have the plans turned around. I got the walls upside down. That puts the door 6 feet from the ground. Oh, well, a rooster can probably jump that high. No, no, I'd better nail some boards over that door, and later on I'll put in another one.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Norma Jean. What do you think of the coop so far?
Oh, it's swell. Where's Minerva, your hen, now?
Well, it's in the basement, honey, and we found out that its name wasn't Minerva. It turned out to be a man chicken, you know, a rooster.
What's the difference?
Well, the gentleman chicken doesn't lay eggs.
Oh, then why are you keeping him?
Well, I'm going to get another chicken who does lay eggs. You see, the rooster's going to be married.
Oh, I'm so glad. He ought to like that. I looked over the fence yesterday, and he sure looked lonesome.
Yeah, I know. I guess he has been lonesome.
Yes, he was wandering around kind of lost, mm-hmm. like you do on Saturday nights.
The only reason I wander around is because I can't make up my mind which girl I want to spend Saturday night with. Lana Turner, Ann Sheridan, Rita Hayworth. Oh, I know so many.
Then why do you always come over to my house about 9 o'clock with a checkerboard?
Because you're the only one in the neighborhood I can beat, and let's drop the subject, shall we, honey? Gee, I wish this chicken coop wasn't so lopsided, but...
Mr. Carson, can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure, honey. I'm always glad to answer your questions.
Do chickens and roosters really get married?
Well, yes, of course they do. You see, a boy chicken meets a girl chicken that he likes.
Why does he like her?
Why? How do I know? Maybe she's got egg appeal or something. I don't know. Then he wants to become acquainted with her, so he walks past her, and as he does, he tips his comb. Then they get acquainted, and pretty soon they're engaged.
Gee, just like people.
Yes, and after they're engaged, it's just like in the movies. He gives her a little kiss.
Like Van Johnson?
No, this is more of a Gregory Peck. And then they live happily ever after.
Well, thanks very much for explaining it to me, Mr. Carson. I better be getting back home now.
All right, honey. See you later. When I get this coop finished, I'll paint his name on it. Wait till Dennis Morgan hears that I've named the rooster after him. Come to think of it, the rooster looks quite a bit like Dennis. He's got the same blue eyes and the same shaped head. Of course, Dennis Morgan has wavy hair, but I could give the rooster's feathers a permanent. That reminds me, I'll ask Morgan the name of that 49-cent home wave he uses. Wonder if I should figure out how much this chicken has cost me so far. The feed was $1 a pound, and the coop materials cost $87.
Hello, Jack. What are you doing?
Well, look who's here. Phil, take it or leave it, Baker. Phil, what brings you around this neighborhood?
Jack, I'm still looking for an apartment.
Oh, that's right. I heard you say that on the air in the Eversharp program. Haven't you found a place to live yet? Even a room?
Well, I did find a little room over in East Pasadena.
Well, that's a nice section, East Pasadena.
It was quite a walk to the bathroom.
Huh? How far away was the bathroom?
West Pasadena. Jack, somebody has just got to find me a place to live. I'm really getting desperate.
Well, I sure wish I could help you, Phil.
Maybe you could, Jack. Who's going to live in this little house you're building?
Well, you don't know him, Phil. His name is Dennis.
Well, could I live with him? Do you think he'd like a roommate?
Roommate? No, I don't think you two would get along very well. Dennis is kind of peculiar.
Yeah?
He sleeps with his head under his arm.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter. I've got an uncle who sleeps with his head under his arm.
He does?
Yeah. Boy, is his wife homely.
I'm just kidding. I'm really going into the poultry business. Dennis is a rooster, and this is a chicken house I'm building. Why, you couldn't live in that.
Yeah, I guess it would be a little crowded, Jack. I'd have to be careful, too. Any place I put my foot down, I might be stepping on an egg.
Yeah. And you couldn't tell if you were home or on your radio program.
Yeah, wait a minute.
didn't you think that was funny, Phil?
Funny, yeah. If that was on take it or leave it, I'd leave it.
Yes, well, I've got to finish up here, Pete. You'll have to excuse me.
Say, Jack, pardon me for butting in, but you're holding the hammer wrong.
I'm holding the... Phil, I'm an expert carpenter. Please don't tell me how to hold a hammer.
If you keep holding it that way, you'll hit your thumb.
Phil, please.
Jack, I know what I'm talking about. My brother held a hammer like that, and he hit his thumb so hard, he raised 32 blisters on it.
Phil, please don't worry. I will not hurt my thumb.
Would you care to try it for 64? I better be going along. If you're here in an apartment, please tell me, will you? Let me know, huh?
Okay, Phil, I will. So long.
So long.
So long, Phil. See, I know what he's going through, looking for a place to live. If I were Phil, I wouldn't stand for it. I'd send a wire to President Truman. I'd even go higher than that. I'd wire John L. Lewis. Now, let's see. As soon as I get the roof all on, I'll finish it up inside.
Hey, buddy, you in the yard there.
Yes, what do you want?
I'm from City Hall. Could I see your building permit?
Building permit? I didn't think I needed one.
Oh, but... you didn't, eh? Well, now it's going to cost you $10 for the permit and a $25 fine.
Look, mister, I didn't know anything about a building permit for a chicken coop.
Master Tugwell, have you found any trace of your uncle yet?
No, and I looked all over the neighborhood. I can't find him any place.
My word, he's been missing for 3 hours now. I've called the studio and his friends, but nobody seems to know where he is. I'm worried.
Why?
Well, just before he disappeared, Mr. Carson came in and figured up the total cost of that rooster. It came to $160. He seemed despondent.
Despondent?
Yes, you know how he is about money, and this is quite a sum, $160.
Yeah. Gee, I remember he threatened to throw himself off a bridge once when he got stuck with those 8-cent airmail stamps.
Well, your uncle's never missed dinner before without calling me. I'm worried. I'm going to call the police.
Any word of Uncle Jack, Treacher?
Not yet, Master Tuggleton. It's after midnight.
Gee, it's morning. Uncle Jack has stayed out all night.
I know, and the police have no clues whatsoever.
Preacher, do you think something could have happened to Uncle Jack? Gee, I hope not. Gosh, when I think of what a good uncle he was, he even bought me a bicycle. Of course, he bought it from the mail order house on the installment plan. So far, all I got is the frame and one wheel. Gee, poor Uncle Jack. Gee, why did something have to happen to him right now? I can't go riding around on one wheel.
I think I'll call the police again.
Water. Water. Give me some water.
Mr. Carson.
Uncle Jack.
Where have you been, sir? My heavens, you're a sight. Your clothes are wrinkled and you're all dirty. What happened? Were you kidnapped?
Kidnapped? Nothing. I spent the whole night in the chicken coop. I nailed myself in there.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Say, if you can't think what to have for supper tomorrow, and if you'd like something that's good and satisfying and different for a change, why, just you start off with Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. As you ladle out those steaming platefuls, why, just to catch a whiff of the tempting aroma makes you hungry. Then you dip in your spoon and get that rich taste of beef. Good. But the stock has been slowly simmered from plenty of lean beef, and all through it are lots of tender pieces of beef and plenty of golden egg noodles. Yes, sirree, if you're looking for a soup that's hearty and homey, nourishing and good, be sure you ask your grocer for Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. Then sit the family down tomorrow night to big platefuls and watch them go to it.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Well, that's all for now, friends. Thanks for being with us this evening. I'm truly grateful. Before I say goodnight, I'd like to give you just one little thought to take with you through the coming week. Remember this, we'll all be back again next Wednesday at the same time, and we'd like to have you with us. Thanks. Good night.
Good. Good. That's a candle soup.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.